was very intrigued, Gene, learning that you founded the Seven Dancers Coalition to prevent and end sexual and domestic violence targeting Native women.
Welcome to Hudson Mohawk Magazine. I'm Marcia Lazarus and am delighted to be talking with Saratoga resident Gene Fay as part of a series on meaningful work in the Capital Region.
You make beautiful pottery, Gene. You drum with the Albany Women's Drum Circle, and I know you dance. Can you talk about the connection between your artistic and rhythm pursuit and empowerment and inclusiveness work?
Yeah, I had just always enjoyed modern dance as a child, and then living all around the world, seeing women in all different kinds of cultures. So I think it was just being exposed to many, many versions of beauty and grace and womanhood, and just being very attracted to all of that. The Seven Dancers Coalition was established with federal money that I applied for and received, and I worked with the Akwesasne up on the St. Regis Mohawk Reservation to develop it. The Seven Dancers is actually a story about seven children who were abused in their homes and who went up to the stars and form a star pattern up there. But it's the story is about recognizing domestic violence and sexual assault. And so one of the things that I have admired about the Native Americans that I've met and worked with is their resilience and the fact that they still have this wonderful sense of humor. And they still, for all the trauma that they experience and are experiencing every day, they have like the highest suicide rates amongst their children. Native American woman is more likely to be raped than any other woman from any other racial category. So to look at how can they keep their resilience strong and their culture strong to survive for 500 years under this oppression. And that really ties into the trauma-informed care and the way that music and rhythm and dance can be wordless ways for us to build community, for us to talk to each other. I heard a military man talking about trauma-informed care. And he said, you put a cat in your backyard, and if you drop bombs on your backyard all day long, at the end of the day, you're going to have a different cat. And so that's just kind of the effect that trauma has on us. So we don't even know who we really are without that trauma. You know, the person without the fear or the, you know, drug abuse. You know, if you suffer four things out of four events out of 10 possible kinds of events, you're more likely to be a heavy cigarette smoker than somebody who suffered none of those events. And that might be like witnessing domestic violence in your own home. It might be having a single family parent, you know, with somebody missing in your family. So the 10 things can lead to overweight, the total correlation with weight. So when you see heavy people, I don't see heavy people. I see people who are traumatized and trying to help themselves through their pain. Same thing when I see alcoholics and drug abusers. They're self-medicating to try and help themselves get through some kind of pain.
You've written and sent around some beautiful poems connected to the drumming and the importance of listening to the drum within each of us.
So, you know, so when we do experience trauma, you know, we experience it in our mind, but our body holds the traces of it. And so drumming is a way to get that out. So you release the drumming. And once you can release the drumming, you can release your emotions. and kind of go through those experiences. You know, there's also things like tapping, which help you, you know, you tap on it, your body and face and shoulders in a certain sequence, and that helps take the trauma out of your memory, you know, of, say, being raped or whatever. It helps you be able to go through life more easily.
Your appreciation of differences and your natural instinct, Jean, to not make something hierarchical, one better than the other, is so evident. It's very beautiful. And I was very intrigued, Jean, by the Our Story treasure hunt that you organized.
That was part of MLK Day, Saratoga. Big team of people came together to create the treasure hunt. It was an idea I had, but it took many hands and many stories to reach down into our community and bring back those memories, and then also to stitch it all together into a whole piece that's interactive and that's living and alive. Leslie Dana, she deserves recognition for the labor that she put into this to create a beautiful product and creating the treasure hunt. For me, it always been knowing that there was a Native American presence here and seeing the painting on the city hall, you know, meeting room of Native Americans. And then it's like, and then Gideon Putnam arrived and then wipes out every other trace. And so for a long time, I'd been thinking about where is that story and how can we get that to be back into our curriculum and into understanding, you know, who we are today. It started with Native Americans, but of course there was the history of our urban renewal funds being used to wipe out the Black community in Saratoga and displacing them and shutting down their businesses. We started looking at the town and looking at the urban renewal and what was gone. And it was like, well, let's try and resurface that. Why don't we try and have a treasure hunt? It was quite a journey finding out more and more. And we found so many threads. You know, there was a Mohawk, there was a hunting trail that went from Canada through Saratoga all the way down to Schenectady. And so we've got that path and we can tell somebody, you can go walk on this path. So we set it up as a treasure hunt, as kind of giving a sort of clues. And then once you get to the clue, you can open up the story and it'll tell you, you know, the history of that spot, who had lived there and been there before. There's a woman in town named Carol Daggs who had her grandparents were here. They owned land for, and yet people are saying, you know, you don't, you know, there's no Black people in Saratoga. And so she's been trying to reclaim the space, the farm that they owned, the, you know, their homes, their community, the humans that, you know, peopled it. And so she was a very big part of the Our Story. She'd done a lot of research. And also she's developed walking tours now. So a different series of walking tours, and her book about the farm and the land and people has been selected to be one of the readings for a local reading group now. We're trying to be very inclusive and bring in all kinds of historical experiences. Leslie Dana found people who were experts in different areas of Saratoga history. Our Jewish community, our history there is quite deep and not very much spoken about. And so again, I think many people are very interested and wanting to explore and find out what they haven't been taught.
And Jean, just to share my own experience coming to Drum Circle at your home. I always used to look forward to it before the pandemic, right? But the composition of the drummers different colors and backgrounds of all of us at your home, all enjoying together, just to me always spoke so much about you and that it wasn't just about your work, but it was how you've created your life. And I think that's very, very beautiful and very powerful.
Thank you very much.